You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 210. It only takes one. Thank you for tuning in. Today we have a powerful message from Spirit, and I know you're ready to hear it. Spirit says it only takes one. So what does that statement mean? Spirit spoke these words to me saying that it only takes one sun to remove all the darkness from this planet. And that is profound. I was having a conversation with Spirit, and they said that the light is so much more powerful than darkness, and that is why it only takes one sun to remove all the darkness in our world. We see this proof each and every day. And so Spirit said that we all are like the sun, and our job is to shine our light into the world. And if we do this, then we most surely will remove this darkness from our planet. But our light must come from our hearts, because this is where we are still connected to Source. And once we all do this, then darkness does not have a chance to survive. And this is what they know. The demon rats, they fear that you will wake up and stand against them in unity and in love for one another. They know that you have a powerful force that dwells within you, and they have gone to great lengths trying to prevent you from finding out about it. You must be conscious of the fact that the demons study ancient prophecies. They study them so that they can try to prevent their overthrow. They study everything that they tell you to stay away from, including astrology. They tell you to stay away from things that will awaken you and empower you. And if you listen to them, then they will stay in control of your life. The power of studying ancient prophecy from many different indigenous people is that you get a much larger perspective of what is really going on our planet. Everyone sees it from a unique perspective. And when you learn about what the ancients saw in the time that we are living in, then the picture becomes crystal clear, because prophecy is walking right now. It's no longer a conspiracy theory. It's right in front of our eyes. But only those who can see are aware of it. I want to remind you about episode 188. It's always darkest before the dawn. I published that episode on March 17th of this year, 2020, and this was right at the beginning of all of this madness, and that episode goes perfectly with this one, so I want you to go back and listen to it again, as well as episode 190, because there are things that I said in those episodes that you need to be reminded of. Now, I can't recall which episode I spoke to you about my astral travel to a dimension that was a control society. I told you about this a few months back, but I traveled to that society back in the summer of 2019. And I told you that Spirit took me there on several occasions to show me the plans that the devil had to try to manifest that control society here in our world, in our dimension. So just go back and check out some of the old episodes over the last 9 months. I know that so many of you did not believe me when I told you what these demon forces were planning to do. Spirit shows me things so that I can warn you, and that's my job. And I'm sure that you can see much more clearly now that everything I told you was right. I told you that in the control society that I visited, you had to get authorization to leave your home and to drive your car. And we're not far from that at this time in some places on this planet. So now you can see right what I was talking about. And I also told you that all the streets were one-way streets. And what really freaked me out was when I went into the grocery store and saw that all the aisles had been marked one way. This happened in the grocery stores. And that was just the beginning. Now, this was very uncomfortable for me to see because it confirmed even more what Spirit had shown me, that it was real. And now, 9 months later, many of you are seeing this for yourself. The devils have been busy, and they truly want to control the entire earth. This has nothing to do with a virus. It's just a way to take control of humanity, just like I was telling you back in March. And you must realize that the only way that they can take control is if you allow it to happen. You must control your fear in every aspect because you cannot be afraid to speak the truth. You must stand for truth today and what's right for our future generations. Now, this is a quote from a famous Black artist who grew up at the time of segregation when Black people in the United States were being treated like animals because of the color of our skin. And the Democrats, I want to point out, were fighting to keep us in that condition. So let that not be forgotten. Now, I want you to go back and study your history. My ancestors, Black and Native American, have dealt with this devil for a very long time in this country. And when I say devil, remember, I'm talking about a consciousness. And that consciousness manifests in people. People of all colors, ethnicities, and so on. Now, Marian Anderson made a beautiful statement. She said, "Fear is a disease that eats away at logic and makes man inhuman." Let me say that again. Fear is a disease that eats away at logic and makes man inhuman. So these demons have been using fear for a very long time to try to control people's actions. And when we allow our fear to get the best of us, then as Marian said, it will eat away at your ability to think clearly, to think logically. You can't think clearly because nothing makes sense when you look through the eyes of fear. And to top it off, she says that it makes man inhuman. Fear makes man inhuman. Wow. We are seeing this as clear as day. And that statement goes perfectly with everything that we've been talking about for the past several months. Humans being turned into beasts in human form. And this is one way that they do it, through fear. When you are in fear, you are willing to give up your humanity, your freedom, in order to feel safe. And if you are willing to take an experimental vaccine that will cause you to lose your humanness through implanting a microchip within your body, this is illogical. So once again, fear eats away at logic. Just think about it. Fear will cause you to throw away your life in an attempt to save your life. Does that make any sense? People no longer have faith in the healing abilities of the human body. Is it ignorance or is it fear or both? It's time to study because you really need to understand how powerful you are and how powerful your body is. So why is it important for you to be aware of these things that we're talking about today? It's important so that you don't fall back to sleep. You must awaken and stay awake. You must rise and shine and move through your dark forest and overcome your fears, or else you will be a victim of your own fear. In the ancient Toltec prophecies, they speak of the sixth sun. These are the ancient people of Mexico, and their prophecies speak of the birthing of a new sun. Now, we've spoken of many prophecies, and they all say the same thing, just in a different way, that we are living in a time of great change, And in previous episodes, we've discussed the new earth and the splitting of the third dimension from the fourth. So now let's look at what the ancient Toltec people have to say about the time that we are living in. They believe that the fifth sun is dying off and the sixth sun is being born. And this is happening over a 29-year period of time when the energies will be complete. This will happen in the year 2021. The fifth sun will be completely removed and replaced by the sixth sun at this time. The present-day shamans believe that this process began in the year 1991 when a full solar eclipse crossed over Mexico. The way they explain it is the fifth sun is dying off, and this represents a consciousness. It represents societies, belief systems that seek for everything outside of the person. And they call this being ruled by the sun of the day. So the fifth sun was the sun of the day. And the sixth sun is said to be a sun that is ruled by the night. Now, I don't want you to freak out because their perspective of day and night is not what you may think. So let me explain. The fifth sun caused people to go outside of themselves to look for everything, just like you do during the day. You leave your home and you go out and you go shopping and you go outside of yourself. These people that were being ruled by the fifth sun went looking outside of themselves for everything, for their God, for their purpose, for all their answers, for their happiness, and so on. But the sixth sun will take people back into themselves, back into your source, and they will then be able to look within themselves for all their answers, for joy, for wisdom, for peace, for understanding, for love and happiness. The sixth sun represents the returning to source, to the inner light that dwells within all of us. And the completion of that sixth sun is to take place in the year 2021. And so we are right at the door of that critical point for this great shift in consciousness to take place on our planet. All the prophecies speak of this as the Great Awakening. From the Maya, which spoke of the year 2012 as being the time of the great shift into a new time that has never been seen on our planet. And some called this the New Earth. And because this demon that has taken over our planet also studies prophecy, they know that their time is up and their end is near and they're desperate. And the only way for them to prevent their own demise is to fool people into following them back into darkness, because we do have a choice. We can believe in their lies, and if you do, then humanity will fall back into darkness, because that means that we are not ready to grow. So it's already clear that humanity has chosen, as the majority, to move forward and to expand in consciousness and to awaken. So how do they trick people into following them back into darkness willingly? They lie and they simply change the calendar, just in case you may have found out about the prophecies. So in the year 1582, Pope Gregory XIII introduced the Gregorian calendar. And before that, most of the European world was ruled by Julius Caesar, and he had a Julian calendar created. So you can see how time has been manipulated. And this was done to confuse the people and to lead you astray. Now, is it possible for us to find a calendar that is still being used today that might have a more accurate depiction of time? Yes. Yes, we can. And that calendar is the Ethiopian calendar. Now, this calendar is very, very ancient, and I encourage you to look into it for yourself. According to the Ethiopian calendar, which dates back to even beyond Egyptian times, which would also be in accordance with the time of the Mayans. According to this calendar, we were in the year 2012, all of this year 2020, up until September 11th, which is the first day of the Ethiopian New Year. So when all of this craziness broke out, we were in the heart of the year 2012. So we made it through, family. And now we are at the time of the sealing of the paths, as Spirit calls it. So according to the prophecies of the Hopi Indians, this is the time where people have decided which path they want to be on. The paths are now sealed and you cannot move from one path to the other. People will now grow even more divided because the paths are splitting and moving further apart from one another. The energy of the sixth sun, according to the Toltec people, will completely replace the fifth sun in the year 2021. So you will begin to see people moving further away from looking outside of themselves for their answers and rulership and guidance and their gods, and beginning to move within themselves, looking for answers and deeper understanding of the wisdom that is within all of us. So we will soon usher in this new year in just a few days. And the Toltec people say that the transition is like a season, not in an instant. So this is why it took 29 years to be fulfilled. The sixth sun is here and now. And Spirit reminds us that it only takes one. It only takes one sun to remove all the darkness on the planet. So could Spirit have been talking about the sixth sun, the consciousness of this sun that will transform our planet? I believe so. And I know that this is one of the meanings. So we just moved out of the year 2012. Whew, my God. According to the ancient calendar of the Ethiopian people. And if you go back and read or listen to some of the prophecies of the Mayan people about the year 2012, then you will see that we've been living it for real for the past 9 months. They spoke of humanity being split in two and of one of the groups being led by fear and the other by their desire for change. The Toltec people warn us that if you don't go with the flow of the new sun, then you will die from your own fear. Now that's deep. Humanity must evolve, and there's nothing that the demons can do to prevent those of us who have chosen to awaken from awakening. They changed the calendar on several attempts to create confusion so that we would not realize what time it is, but we can feel it. We can feel what time it is. Those of us that are connected, tuned in, tapped in, and turned on can feel what time it is. We don't need a calendar. Deceit, lies, confusion, and fear are the tools of the devil, and they have used all of them to try to control your perception of reality. They cannot stop the awakening. Their time is up. But know that they are not going out without a fight. They want to destroy you and this beautiful earth that we live on because they cannot rule humanity any longer. This is why you must stand in your light and shine like the sun, emanating love and healing throughout the earth. We have passed through the gates of the great divide. Everyone has chosen, consciously or unconsciously, which reality they want to be in. And now we simply intend to bring forth the new earth that has been promised to us, an earth that is ruled by the light and love of Source. And as we intend for this to come through and manifest through each and every one of us, it will be done. Please continue to do your internal light meditations daily in order to increase your vibration and connection to Source. because the vibrations of the earth will continue to rise and you will have to be a vibrational match in order to remain on this planet. So please watch your diets, continue to detox your bodies and remove the flesh of dead animals from your diet so that your vibration can continue to rise and allow yourself to be a vibrational match to the new earth. The light of the central sun is now shining on the earth. So connect to it from your heart and bring it into the world. Spirit said it only takes one sun to transform darkness into light. And we all have that sun within us. Connect to it to help heal our planet and to remove this darkness that has plagued humanity for far too long. I send you all love and light, and I look forward to speaking to you again in our next episode. Until our next show, be loved, peace, and good health.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe in it, believe in it.